The Ticket. Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTK.com. Sam Webb, Mr. Ira Weintraub on the other side. And so we'll start in order of occurrence yesterday in this hour. Start off the hour talking about Jet opting to go to the NBA. This was as we recorded the Basketball Insider, Tim McCormick and I, yesterday, about an hour or a little over an hour before his announcement. And we both predicted, I didn't know that he was going to actually announce yesterday, or we would have held the episode, right? We would have waited. But we both predicted that he would go, that he would be headed to the NBA, that, you know, my rationale, and if you listen to the last hour, I think you heard it. I just, you know, kind of talking to him several times now in the past year and a half, he just struck me as a guy who that was his, you know, that was his goal as soon as he could reach it, right, to get to the NBA. He is a first-round pick. His shooting and shot-making is coveted. So even if there are some other things that, you know, you may look at that he could certainly get better on, he does those things, shooting the basketball, his shot creation and shot making ability, creativity as a big wing that has some off the deck ability. That's going to get you drafted in the first round. I don't know if it's still lottery. He was on a lottery track earlier in the season, and I think as the season went on, there were maybe some things that, you know, some holes that they a scout would look at and say, you know, that didn't really get better. That's gonna really need some work when he gets to the next level. The thing that don't need the most work is defense, but obviously the NBA doesn't look at that as much, right? I think they would be more focused on his ability to create off the bounce, you know, for himself and for others. It's in him. That aspect of his game has improved significantly. But if he's going to be more than just a shooter, right, just like it, which is okay. I mean, you can stick in the league a long time if you can just shoot. But Jet has bigger upside than that, in my opinion. I think he can be a guy who has star potential if he hones those other parts of his game. But here's what he has to do in order to stick right away, though. That what he is known for, Mr. Weintraub, he has to do off the rip, right? You got to be able to shoot. Because I keep thinking of Nick Stauskas. Nick Stauskas was a lottery pick shooter, right, who could put it on the deck some, you know, create for others some. But he... I think it's fair to say he didn't shoot it as well as Duncan is shooting it. I mean, their NBA, you know, careers, I think, is reflective of that. And I think that Nick, though, I think that Nick is every bit the shooter. You know, if it was a 3-point shooting contest, I put Nick right there with Duncan. So, but it was not, he was not able to translate that for whatever reason, you know, to the level that Duncan was able to translate it to the NBA. I don't know the ingredients as to why, but that gets back to my point with Jet. If he can shoot, if he can just do that, that will allow you to hang around while he brings those other things along. My concern, which I expressed on the show, is he gets with a team whose commitment to development is, fleeting, right? Not every team has the same level of commitment to developing their guys. If they don't look good in 1 year, it's like, hey man, you know, G League and not G League with the intent that, oh, that's really, really going to make it happen. You know, but there are others that will hang with you for a while. And the example that I used with Tim was Killian Hayes. Now the Pistons are in a situation where between how much they really believed in him and injury, these things converged to really give Killian Hayes more of an opportunity to stick. Now, what, 3 years into his career? This is year three. Yeah, 3 years into his career, because there are a lot of teams that after last year would have been, after a second year, would be like, nah, this not going to work. It's done. James Wiseman. James Wiseman is an example, right? Now, you know, he's too big and too talented for every team in the league to give up on. But you would think, you know, with his talent, with his potential, that Golden State would be like, yeah, man, this guy's going to be it. And, man, a year and a half in or however, yeah, a year and a half, they're like, nah, this is not it. It's not the guy. So I hope he goes to a squad that when they draft him, there's that commitment to really develop and letting him grow through some clear growing pains that are going to come ahead. Right. But he can shoot that thing and that's going to get him drafted really high. But Ira sent me a story yesterday. I was like, man, whoever wrote that is paying attention. Because I think it's spot on. It's not good for Michigan that is spot on, but I think it's spot on.
Yeah, so this is one of those NBA big boards. This came from Bleacher Report. Jonathan Wasserman posted his updated big board yesterday, or maybe it was actually the day before, so I take that back. But the 2023 NBA draft big board, top 50 prospects ahead of the Sweet 16. And so number 16 on his list was Jed Howard. But number 14 on his list, Sam, it's Kobe Bufkin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
I tell you this, and, you know, we recorded the episode. I keep having to stipulate that. We recorded the episode before Jet made his announcement. But I said during that episode, you know, both of these guys, likely first-round picks. If we think Jet is going, but if you ask me who fills more holes, like if you had to choose one, who would you choose and why? I said Kobe. Not because Jet isn't talented, not because I think he's basically already gone. That's not why. It's because he fills more holes on your team. He can put it on the deck. He can run your team. He's going to defend. You saw his jumper really coming along as well. I mean, that you wonder if the role that Kobe was thrust into after Jalen gets hurt and they start force feeding him, hey, you know, you're going to be a guy who we put the ball in your hands. We put you in pick and roll situations. We run things to get you downhill consistently. You wonder if that emphasis had been there from the start, if maybe that would have been a part of the difference in fortunes, because let's say Jalen Llewellyn comes back next year. Man, Kobe Bufkin is Kobe's the catalyst, man. I mean, hell, Kobe is, he comes back and he's a lottery pick. Kobe Bufkin comes back and he's a lottery pick. So that really, to me, if we're talking draft stock and why I say that dude is really paying attention, he does more right now. Kobe does more right now. Now, will an NBA team, does he have that elite skill? You say all the time, you talk to John Thompson, he said, do you do that one thing that really shines above, like, you, hey, we know we can count on you for that one thing. And if you got one thing that teams can point to and say, man, he does that really, really well, and he could come in and give us that right now, that can get you on the team, Ira. That's one of the things that John Thompson talked about, right?
That is one of John Thompson's old adages. If you do one thing elite, that's your starting point. And, you know, it kind of goes, you brought Nick up, the Stauskas thing, and that's part of it, right? Like, you have to do something elite, and when he got to the league immediately, he didn't do that elite. Now, the difference, and it's hard to compare him to Duncan because Duncan was able to ease into the league and he wasn't drafted in the lottery and expected by a bad team to be to help carry them, right? So right. That, I think, plays a role in that as well. You talk about player development. All those things come into it. But if you get – whenever you get there – so for Duncan, it took him a little while, but how did he get there? Because he was an elite shooter. Jet needs to be an elite shooter from the jump, right? Everything else comes – Kobe, the same thing. Find the first thing. You can't do a whole – I mean, yes, you can do a whole bunch of things good, but if you don't do anything elite, you will not last in the NBA. You have to have the one elite skill, and then hopefully you build on that and have more than one. But that's the starting point, is the one elite skill that you have. And that's what you have to show, that you have at least one. It might be two or three. If you have three, you're, you know, hence the number one pick, right? So, yeah, what do you do elite? What do you show when you go through the process? If that's, you know, maybe for Kobe, he wants to go through the process and go to the combine and do the workouts. What does he show that's elite? Jet obviously has, you know, heard back his report. He knows what he, and we think he's an elite shooter. And I think NBA teams will think that too. That's a great starting point. It gets you in the league. Then what you do from there, obviously, you talk about getting on the right team. As Zeke messaged me, Jet will make a great Golden State Warrior. I mean, a few guys probably would. But he absolutely would. He'd be a perfect guy in that system, right? That system happens to fit a fair amount of guys, but Jet's one of them, no question.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that. I don't know if this was in the clip that we played from the show. But I said, you know, I look at JP, and life is different if he lands with any other team, man. Mm-hmm. If Jet goes to the Golden State Warriors, it is – hallelujah. That is the perfect landing spot for Jet. Jet should pray for Golden State to the basketball gods, not to, you know, because I don't believe in praying to God for sports, right? Pray to the basketball gods that you wind up in Golden State. Where you land is very, very important. You raise a very good point about Nick going to the Kings. Now, there were expectations placed upon him to be a guy, you know, kind of early in his career, like right away as a lottery pick. But it just didn't feel like there was a whole lot of, I mean, the Kings were, you know, a perennial drag. And on one hand, you feel like that would relax the pressure. On the other hand, maybe it increases it to be the savior. I think the bigger difference here is Duncan, as you rightly noted, was able to be eased into the process. But if he's eased into the process on a different team, on a team other than the Heat, I mean,
it may not work there either, right?
By the Miami Heat, right? I don't know that it works the same if it's not with the Heat, right? So where you land.
So, Sam, what you're saying is good organizations matter? Having smart organizations matter?
There's no question. Well, for some guys, it doesn't. Some guys, it does in terms of can they come and ball and stick. It might matter whether or not they win and, you know, have.
I guess that's what I'm really thinking about is winning. Yeah.
I'm talking about, man, because here's what happens, Ira. Look, it doesn't matter if you're a top. The Golden State Warriors just traded the number two pick in the draft for basically for peanuts for all intents and purposes. They basically gave him away. And so, you know, what it should tell you is that some of these teams have very little patience. Now, I think Golden State will have more patience with a shooter, right? You know, who do you have patience with kind of thing? But it really is about the landing spot. So whatever team, wherever he winds up, I hope it's one of those squads that will allow him some time to grow his game, because he's going to need that. But he can do that one thing. And this is the thing that I think might still position him ahead of Kobe. He does have, there's an elite skill that you can point to with him, that with Kobe, he has a bunch of really good skills. It's a bunch of really good skills, but there isn't that one thing that you look at where you say, yeah, that's going to get it right now. Now, if it's me, I say the guy does more, I'm taking him.
The other thing though, Sam, that very on the surface, when you just line the two of them next to each other, one looks more NBA physically ready than the other. Kobe's still a little skinny. I know he's come a long way, but he's also young. And NBA folks will know that, right? He's younger than Jet. So they're going to know that, but he still physically has maturing to do. Not that Jet does it, but Jet is further along. He's just bigger. It just, you know,
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
Nature.
Yeah. I think he's a couple months older. He's older than Kobe. So I look, in the latter half of the podcast, which you can hear over on our podcast page, we talk a lot about Kobe. And Tim thinks that he's coming back. I don't know, man. I don't know. I still got my feelers out. Talking to a lot of people, I had talked to some folks to form my opinion on Jet and say that I thought Jet was leaving. The folks that I've talked to thus far, I was like, I don't know, man. I don't know. So we'll see. We'll see. But that's a huge one for Michigan. I mean, if you had to get one, if y'all could only get one back, then this is the one that you need to get back. So we got to get to a break as we do. Listen, our friends at Chelsea Lumber, they are certainly one of Michigan's oldest and largest lumber yards, but they are more than that. Chelsea Lumber is where the home begins. Three locations to serve you in Chelsea, Saline, or Bridgewater. You'll find that when you go to Chelsea Lumber, and let's say you're doing a big kitchen renovation, great design team, same thing with your bathrooms, give them your budget, they go through it, show you an array of options, and then, you know, you wind up with an awesome design. They'll even help you with a contractor if you need some help. And see, here's where I want to focus on Chelsea Lumber today. Customer service. So we had a little mishap in the kitchen here recently. Something went awry. We needed a replacement. This is almost a year later. We called up Chelsea Lumber and said, hey, we had this problem. Can you help us address it? No questions asked, Ira. Boom. Done. A year later. Customer service is second to none. Second to none. So whether it's your home improvement needs, you know, anything that you need from, you know, home construction materials, lumber, of course, as we mentioned, roofing, garages, decks, doors, tools, of course, work clothes, all of those things you can find at Chelsea Lumber. But those big renovation projects, they help you with that as well. And whatever you get at Chelsea Lumber, no, you're going to get customer service that is second to none. That is Chelsea Lumber, where the home begins. We got to get to a break. Be back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, The Ticket.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.